Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton Thompson. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported more than 3,000 women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. Together, we'll break your past patterns and eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for joining me on this Saturday show. Many of you, probably not all, but many of you will be very happy that Chris is back today.
Hey, Elizabeth, it's been a while.
He's making fun of me because we were doing a sound check. And sometimes we sound check, but we don't do it in the same tone that we would do if we were like
conversing,
actually recording. So we did one sound check and I was like, no, let's do another one as if we're like actually, because our volumes and our pitch and our tone change. And so I turned to him and I said, hey, Chris, it's been a while. And he just busted out laughing. He's like, is that how we talk?
We have conversations at all.
Anyway, you haven't been on the show in a while.
I know. You dragged me out of retirement.
And the reason for that, I've typically been recording Q&As either like when you're putting Roman to bed at night or when you're at work during the day and he's napping. And it's been a little trickier.
I just thought there was a plethora of hate mail and you were like, Chris, gotta go.
They know the rule. If they have hate mail about you, they send it to you.
There could be some in there. I haven't checked that email in a while.
Great. There's probably people who are looking for help and you haven't replied. Anyway, I don't even think you have been here since we found out we were having twins.
Triplets. Oh.
No. Guys.
Twins.
Ignore the jokester. People are going to be like, oh my God, I heard that you were... Twins. Yeah. A lot of people were like, what was Chris's reaction?
I think I gave her a high five.
You actually didn't this time. First time ever.
Oh.
Well, you did when I told you we were pregnant. When I told you it was okay. Twins, you said, no kidding.
Just overflowing with emotion, people.
But a lot of your friends have been like, oh, God.
You're done now, right?
But you're not... You're not stressed about it.
No, nothing to be stressed about.
You don't stress about much, do you?
Not unless there's something to stress about.
Are you happy that it's twins?
Six of one. I mean, it doesn't matter. As long as they're healthy, it could be seven. I'm not the one pushing them out.
Yeah, I'm probably not either, actually.
Yeah, I'm not the one having them ripped out of me.
I like to think of it as a gentle removal. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gently removed from me.
Yeah, so I you haven't been on the show as much just because of
life.
We've got a lot going on our property.
Yeah.
We've got a lot going on with Roman, and we're in sort of a divide and conquer phase of existence. But, I mean, I feel like the last time we talked to people, we were talking about how we were getting started in another renovation.
Yes.
That's not really happening.
And we're still, quote unquote, getting started in said renovation because we have not started.
Yeah. But I don't think we're going to do it.
Yeah, I think we're going to hold off. And that's probably going to piss off a couple of people. But
yeah, well, whatever.
Not my problem.
No, we...
Honestly, had everybody just moved faster, we'd already be in the renovation and we wouldn't be stopping.
I know. So what happened was... Well, this is a really long story. We won't get into
people
all of
gave
it.
Us time to change our minds.
That's right. That's right. You
that's,
gotta close
that's
the deal.
All it is.
You gotta close the deal. Well, we both really love real estate, and so we've been looking around, and we found a place that we're really, really interested in, and we made an aggressive offer.
Well, we thought it was an aggressive offer.
Well, it was over ask
because
I mean,
it was not aggressive.
It
enough.
It was not aggressive enough. Anyway, we didn't get that, and in looking at that house and that property, it kind of convinced me to not put another several hundred thousand dollars into this house and just hold off and
maybe go investment, not in this property.
Right. So that's been happening. So last week we thought we were buying a new house and potentially renting this one out. That was a big week. You're also making a big shift
in your work schedule here soon.
Yeah, and they listen, so let's not get too deep into that.
Who listens?
Beth listens.
No way.
And Marcy listens.
No way.
Marcy will tell Tom.
I thought everybody knew.
No, Beth knows.
Oh, okay. Well, the story is...
And we're going to do it anyway, all right?
It's better to, like, not leave it shrouded in mystery. You think they're not going to ask?
Who?
Anybody? Anyway, Chris is going to be home a little bit more to help out with Ro.
I'm still going to be working full-time, but...
Some of it's going to be from here.
It's moving it around. So I'm still doing my appointments, and I'm still getting quotes out, just spending a little less time in the office.
So that I'm able to work a little bit more, because... That just needs to happen. And
she feels like she's not giving you people her 100%.
No, it's just a time thing. I need more hours. I need more hours. I mean, whatever gets 100%. What am I doing in my life at 100%?
Roman.
That's probably...
Growing girls.
That's probably all. That's literally probably all there is. But yeah.
That's enough sometimes. That's enough.
Yeah, I feel good. Like I can't give 100% to everything. Yeah, there's been a ton going on.
Yeah, two things. Started a renovation and stopped, and then...
No, we've been... It's so much more than that. We can tell them what we're doing on Tuesday nights. We've got the Dagny Foundation 5K
That's coming up.
Coming
I hope
up.
You all signed up. If you didn't, you're dead to me.
He probably means that, too.
I mean, even if you don't want to walk or run...
Just make a little donation.
A little donation. $10.
$5.
$10.
$5 is perfectly wonderful and generous. But $6.50 is better because we have to give fees to the platform.
Right. $10.
Yeah, no, that's going to be here before we know it.
It is. I think we're 3 weeks out.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I think we're 3 weeks out. 3.5 weeks out.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on, but you know what's really wild? This last week was a lot of like, do we spend money on a renovation? Do we buy this, you know, kind of dream home situation? Do we sell the house that we've been in or do we rent it out? And what's crazy to me, I was thinking about this last night. Every single one of those opportunities, like being able to rent this house out and have income instead of having to sell it, being able to buy another home, being able to do another renovation. Every single one of them are because I said yes to something that initially scared me, that initially I was resistant to, that initially I made assumptions about, that almost kept me out of the game. And literally all of those opportunities in front of us, and even things like the Dagny Foundation 5K being successful came from that one decision to say yes to something that scared me, to something that I initially made assumptions about that it wasn't for me. Because, I mean, people who encouraged us to start a foundation, people who have supported the foundation, people who have supported us figuring out how to do events, people who are running the event for us, like yeah. All of them came from that one decision, you know?
Right.
And it's so interesting. I want to remember that because there's so many things that are for us, but also for everybody listening, scary or uncertain. So for you, if that's like shifting what your day-to-day looks like at work, or if it's buying a new house, or it's pursuing a new goal, or any number of other things, if we say no because it's scary or it's uncertain or we make assumptions or we have preconceived notions and we're not open to new ideas, we're going to close ourselves off from a ton of things. Not only that, and just for people who are listening, I'm not trying to be vague. What singular one decision I think opened up all of these doors and opportunities for me was saying yes to network marketing. Because I had a successful business aside from that. Yeah. Yes, right. Well, I meant when I made that decision
right.
It wasn't from a place of like desperation.
Of course.
And it would have been easy to say no and say like, I don't need it or I don't have time. And I almost did. But literally, so much of the good stuff in our lives, I mean, we were just having a conversation about if we didn't live here, where would we want to live? And even that decision, in a lot of ways, is a result of saying yes and pursuing something in the face of fear.
And we are on the short list to purchase a few hundred acres on Mars through Elon Musk. So,
yeah, no.
See y'all on the red planet.
But isn't that crazy how many things can come from one decision? And I guess the reason that I'm so struck by that is because how often I hear from people that they want to do something, but they're scared to. Literally today, I was having a conversation with somebody who posted on social. This is a friend of mine who's in a mastermind with me a few years back. And she was saying she has, oh gosh, I don't even know what kind of car she has, but she was saying it cost her like $154 to fill up her car today. She lives west of here. Mm-hmm. And she was like, that's crazy, and I don't know how people do it.
Does her name begin with a J?
No.
Okay.
And I was like, I had the same thought because I walked into the grocery store today and they had a sign saying that they were hiring starting at $16 an hour. And I was like,
that's it?
How many hours would you have to work to just pay for groceries for your family and put gas in your car?
Right.
Never mind like a roof over your head, yeah, or clothes on your back or anything like that. And so that's, I think, why this strikes me so much, because so many people are struggling with either their health, which they have the ability to improve in most cases,
wow,
or they're struggling financially, mm-hmm, and they have the ability to improve it.
Right.
Why? What do you think? If you could narrow it down to one thing, just in your non-expert opinion, what do you think is keeping so many people in this place of wanting a change, like either wanting to make more money or wanting to lose weight or wanting to get more fit and not doing it?
I mean, number one is fear.
Fear of what, though?
Fear of failure.
But okay, let's explore that. If you fail, I mean, we could go down the path of like, what is failure? Okay, let's start there. What does it mean to fail?
Well, it's the opposite of success.
Yeah, but let's say that it's weight loss.
Okay.
Failure is...
putting on weight.
Okay, well, if that's what's keeping you from taking action, that's also what you get by not taking action.
Yeah.
So how is there logic there? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or if it is fear of pursuing... I literally heard this yesterday... fear of pursuing a side hustle because it might not work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not pursuing it
also
gets you
work
to the same. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that one to me is just unexamined.
Yeah.
Because you would really quickly see that, well, I'm saying I'm not going to try because I don't want to be unsuccessful. But if I don't try, then I'm going to be unsuccessful. So... what? It's a lot. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, it's not illogical, because if you don't try and you're unsuccessful, you save the time of having tried and been unsuccessful.
Did you save time? Really? Because how much more time does it take to eat one thing versus another?
That's a good point.
I mean, how much time are people spending stressing over money or stressing over their weight or stressing over, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why... the barriers are often unexamined. Okay, so fear of failure was one. What's another fear that you think might keep people on the sidelines?
I mean, not knowing how to start.
Mm.
Well, that's a fear, but not knowing how to start, feeling like I don't have...
I need more information.
Right.
Yeah. The thing about that is... So using a business example, especially with something like... I talked earlier about Amari because I literally was millimeters from saying no. I basically had said no.
Mm-hmm.
I had made a case for why it wasn't for me. And in fact, even to this day, so many times I say, like, I don't know what I'm doing in that. It's not my wheelhouse. It's not my background. It's not my area of expertise. But what I often remind myself is I'm probably 10 minutes of effort away from having a little more clarity. And what I mean by that is if I don't know, let's say it's as broad as I don't know how to start. Well, off the top of my head, I can think of 5 people to ask that could give me an idea.
You can.
On how to start. Well, okay, if you don't know anybody, you could Google it, right? You could so Google then you're it. Probably 0.000014 seconds away from having 62. You know what? Let's test it out because Google will give us the answer and tell us exactly how long it took.
I hope you're all watching this.
How do I start marketing business? Okay. All right, so we got, what is that, 10 billion?
Yeah.
10 billion, 140 million results in 0.58 seconds. And it didn't feel like 0.58 seconds.
It did not feel like 0.58 seconds. You were typing forever.
Well, I wasn't sure exactly what inquiry I was going to type. But you know what I'm saying? In this day and age,
it's
not
all
knowing.
I mean, yeah, you've got
right?
it on your, you can do it on your phone.
Well,
because
here's
it on
the
your
thing. I guarantee you, whatever you think you don't know how to start with, I promise you.
There's a YouTube video.
There's a YouTube video. There's a podcast. There's a blog. There's somebody that wants to give you their phone number on the internet to talk to you about it. There's probably a Facebook group for it, if not 20,000.
You know what? There are network marketing Facebook groups, but it's all.
Well, no, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about.
I just happen to know because I've been in them.
But you know what I mean? Like, in this day and age,
the
that's
information
crap.
Is out there. The information
that you,
is there.
You, if you are a person who is like, I don't know where to go from here. I don't know what my next step is. You are just choosing not to take it because it has never been easier to get information. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're
I just.
Right.
Okay, so we're just sort of like. Randomly blowing through excuses here. I don't know where to start. Feel of fear of failure. You know what I think is a big one?
I don't have any time.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about that? Because you say that sometimes.
I do say that sometimes.
What do you think of that? Like, objectively speaking.
I mean, time can be found. Even if it's 5 minutes a day, time can be found.
Yeah, whether that's getting up 5 minutes early, staying up 5 minutes later, turning off the TV 5 minutes sooner. Like... There is the time. I always look for people who have more on their plate than me and still take on new things because inevitably there's somebody who has like 5 kids that they homeschool and owns a business and runs a farm and they're doing something that I'm not doing. Okay, well, they're also probably not watching TV at night. Or they're also probably not, you know, spending 45 minutes a day on Pinterest or whatever it is.
So they're not really living then.
Well, is that what living is to you? Oh, big Pinterest fan, huh? big Pinterest fan
Who
over
isn't?
Here.
I mean, come on now.
You know,
raise
but,
your hand, folks. Who's a big Pinterest fan?
But look at where your time is going. I remember years ago I did a time audit. And it was in response to... feeling like I didn't have time. Mm-hmm. So literally from the moment I woke up in the morning till the moment I went to bed at night, not forever, but like for 2 weeks, I kept a spreadsheet of exactly what I was doing with my time. Everything from, you know, it took me this long to take a shower and get ready. Then
so
I
she stopped showering. Save 5 minutes.
No, but, you know, there's little places that our time escapes to. And then the other piece of it is, what am I willing to either not do? Or to spend less time on, or to delegate? What am I willing to sacrifice or not prioritize so that I can pursue something that will enrich my life? And here's the other thing that I think it's so important to remember. If you think, oh my gosh, it's going to take so much time, that's probably only initially. Whether initially is the first month or the first year, it's not forever.
Right.
So if you knew that you could lose 50 pounds or you could make an extra $10,000 a month if you were willing to find 60 minutes a day for a year, is it worth it? Because I promise you that if it's worth it to you, you can find 60 minutes.
Right.
And that's a ton of time. If you're using it well, the other thing that I found when I was doing this time audit for myself is that when I was working, there was like this slow leak of time that, you know, I would task switch or I would respond to text messages or I would check email or check Zillow or check the news or, you know, things like fold a load of laundry. And so I would tell myself I'm working for this big block of time, but there were like little leaks mm-hmm. of energy and attention. So the time one, I think for what I think is a big barrier for a lot of people is embarrassment. Like fear of judgment.
Okay.
Fear of, you know, feeling stupid if you start something new or try something new. I've felt that before. I felt that when I first put the podcast out there, you know, that people would be like, it sucks. Even now, you know, we're doing the sound check.
It's just your audio. It's uneven volumes. It's the
problem. Remember for the longest time, like people would complain about how I said important.
Well, important.
Are you making fun of how I say it too?
That's how you said it.
But for some people, that'll keep them on the sidelines.
Yeah. Well, people are petty. I'm talking to you. Whoever just got upset by that.
But how limiting to not expand your options or expand your life. Okay. Today I had this conversation with somebody. So I just opened up this training for people who work with me in Amare. And it is on storytelling for social selling.
Hmm.
It rhymes.
Rhymes.
Isn't that
cute? Look
at you. Right?
A little poet and didn't even know it.
Well, that matters because it's storytelling.
Yeah.
And kids' stories that rhyme.
Sitting next to the Geoffrey Chaucer's great-great-granddaughter here.
Fake news.
Yeah, it should be more greats in there.
So I'm having a conversation with somebody who's in there. Essentially, what we're doing in there is I'm teaching people how to be themselves and not salesy, annoying, pushy, but also connect with others authentically through their own story. Because if you can do that well, you can do pretty much anything.
Yeah,
you
so
know?
Please pay for a membership to this group.
No
pushy sales. Just buy now.
Hasn't been through the training, eh?
It's a free group.
Well, but it's not open for everybody. It's just my Amare team. Anyway.
Right. Well, I mean,
so so we're going through this training on storytelling for social selling, which is important if you're a mortgage broker or you're a realtor or you're in network marketing or you do medical device sales, right? Like it's such an important thing.
Yeah.
And we have this 4-day sequence. And somebody was sharing with me, I feel uncomfortable putting this out there because of like what people might think. And I said to her, first of all, and I'm sure we've all heard this in one way, shape, or form, people aren't thinking about you as much as you think they're thinking about you.
Yeah, they are.
You know what I mean, though?
Let's be honest. They might be thinking about me more than I think they are.
Right. Sure, they are. Just you, Chris. Just you. But people are thinking about their own lives.
Yeah.
And people are thinking about their own interests. And any thought that they have about you is going to be super fleeting. But secondly, do you really want to limit your life to areas where you don't have that fear? Because that could mean you don't wear that particular outfit, or you don't go to that particular place, or you don't drive that particular car, or you don't buy that particular house, or you don't pursue that particular business. You're really limiting yourself.
Yeah.
Like, massively. And is it worth it? And then the third thing that I said was, when you have how people might judge you or react to you as the like center point of your decision making, what you don't have is everything that could come from that and the impact that could come from that or the people that you could help or the way that it could change your life. I mean, literally a decision that I almost didn't make has opened up so many doors for us, but also our families and also the several hundred people on our team, you know?
Yeah.
And so I certainly, absolutely had thoughts of, oh, what are people going to think? Because this is not up my alley. This is not my style. This is not my vibe. But there's something really compelling about it, but I'm afraid of judgment. Then the fear of judgment would have kept me from all the people that I've helped up until this point, all the people that I'll help moving forward. The fact that it has opened up crazy doors for us financially, but also really valuable doors in terms of friendships and relationships,
yeah,
and opportunities that will make a difference in the lives of our kids.
Right.
And so you have to look at the trade there. I would rather somebody look at me and be like, why is Elizabeth doing that? I didn't think you would do that. Oh gosh, I don't like that. And people have done that. People have said, I'm not listening. I'm not listening to your show anymore because you've done XYZ in business.
My favorite is when they stop. They would tell you they're going to stop because you have an advertisement.
Yeah, there's those people too. Come on. Well, actually, I think that the pre-roll ads that we talked about several months ago, I think they start this week.
Oh, excellent.
So people could be today being
just so you guys know, there's going to be ads on the free podcast you listen to.
Don't even get Chris started on that. But no, I had somebody tell me that I put a poll out. Should I build this particular thing in a Facebook group or should I build it in a course platform? And somebody said, I won't support a business that doesn't use like a professional platform, meaning not Facebook. And honestly, it bugged me. Like the comment bugged me for a little while because I was like, well, I do use other platforms, but there have been changes that make it, I think it would make it more convenient. And in fact, like what, 80% of people said they would rather it be on Facebook?
Something like that.
But my point is, there's always going to be that person who doesn't like, you know, the fact that you get eyelash extensions or Botox or the fact that
I'm that person. I don't like that Elizabeth gets eyelash extensions or Botox. So.
I've never had Botox. I don't like needles.
Well, it's the eyelash extensions then.
For the record, I've never had Botox. I've thought about it, though.
You have. You have talked about it a number of times. Because you're worried about these so-called wrinkles in your forehead that are really just from smiling.
It's right here. It's right between my eyes.
I know where it is. Right. See? I mean, because you're always pointing at it, and it's red now because you were rubbing it.
But I bring that up because no matter what you do,
there's going to be haters, people.
There's going to be, especially the more you do.
Yeah.
The more you do.
Nobody hates you for doing nothing.
Right?
So, you know, grow the haters, people.
Well, do you really want to limit your life in that way, because then you won't do anything because it's going to impact, you know, oh gosh, what if somebody sees that I have ice cream sandwiches in my grocery cart or
jealous, invite me over.
But
shoot,
there's going to be that narrative for everything. And I just don't want to limit my life to the boundaries of where I might run into judgment or criticism, because that's going to be crazy small. And you get to a point where every decision I make in business now, someone is going to be displeased with it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's literally nothing that I could do that isn't going to get somebody to email or message me and say something that's just totally not in support of it. So I just decided for myself, for my opportunities, for the example I set for my kids, for my overall peace of mind, I'm not limiting my life based on what other people might think. So, I don't know. I feel like that's a really important thing to consider. Like, take the risk. Great. You think somebody might judge you? Do it anyway, because you're already thinking about it. And so if you're thinking about it, there's something in you that is compelled. And I just saw, what was it? Oh my goodness. Literally just today, I saw a news story about like a 27-year-old who made $114,000 last month on TikTok doing something weird. Like, not like they're not a singer, they're not a dancer. I'm not on TikTok, so I don't really know how it works.
Me neither.
Yeah, right. Chris seriously loves TikTok.
It's hilarious.
Like, loves TikTok.
And it's a lot more political discourse than you'd expect.
I know. Nothing about political discourse surprises me at this point. But anyway, where I'm going with that is...
A lot of vegans.
You can find a story about wild success...
Twitch.
Anywhere.
Playing video games.
Anywhere. Anything. At any age.
Yeah.
At literally any age. There's a guy...
There's a kid on YouTube who just opens things.
I know, opens gifts. I've talked about that kid before.
And he makes hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars a year.
He makes hundreds of millions of dollars.
It's ridiculous.
No, there's this guy who recently...
Roman ready.
There's this guy who... Roman is cute enough that legit we could... Yeah, he is so cute.
He is pretty darn cute.
Anyway.
Looks like his dad.
There's this guy who... he recently started making YouTube videos and doesn't even worry about his own original content. What he does is he uses other people's CrossFit videos and he like comments and critiques and he just edits really well and he has really great titles and he's freaking killing it. All, I'm saying this because, oh my God. Gosh, I want people to stop relying on like the way things have always been,
yeah.
You know, like, okay, well, I'm an insurance adjuster and that's what I do. Great. Be an insurance adjuster, but be 27 other things. And it's not even about money, but I do think it's a big piece of it. Happiness, work-life balance, flexibility, the ability, you know, you think you don't have time to go to the gym because you have to wake up at 5 to get to work by 7:30 and, you know, you're not home until 6 and then your kids have sports. Well, considering all these other options would give you so much more flexibility with your time, mm-hmm. with your money, with your ability to travel, with all of these things. And like, I don't know, it's 2022. Why are so many people still struggling? And I get it. It takes time. It does take time. But I guess what rubs me is the people who aren't trying.
Mm. Why are you looking at me?
Because I'm talking to you.
Oh, that wasn't... Ago.
I don't know. Do you want to confess what you said the other day?
I have two options.
He literally, hand to God, I almost fell over, you guys. We were talking about his opportunities for making money from home, and I was like, well, off the top of my head, you could do this or you could do this, and they were two really obvious ones, and he goes, yeah, I have two options.
I was in a bad mood, folks, all right? It's allowed.
Guys, just I got to finish this story because it's hysterical. He looks at me. He's not being smart. He's 100% serious. Yeah. I have two options. I look at him and I said, you are the only person in the world then who only has two options.
See how unique I am?
For making more money at home. And I said to Roman, your dad is the only person in the world who only has two options. And I was like, are you really, really that limited in your thinking?
And I was angry and I stormed out and mowed the lawn or something.
But I get it. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. People have different degrees of money and they have different degrees of time and they have different degrees of experience and all of that. But like, why are we not trying harder? Why are stream numbers up in terms of like content consumed per person month after month after month after month? Why isn't income per person up month after month after month after month? Like, trade the time. It's just not, like, why?
I want everyone to know that I'm up to three options now.
What's your third one?
I am going to be critiquing that guy critiquing CrossFit videos.
The funny thing is...
That would work!
The funny thing is, like, we're joking about this, but this has been a theme in our relationship of you really believing that you not have options. Mm. And, like, I am the person who, like... just in my core knows, not even believes, knows that everybody has so many options. And whether you have a personality, like a gregarious personality, a personality that draws people in or you don't, you still have 100 million options. Like, people put a download for like a hospital checklist on Etsy and make money every day. And it's a freaking PDF, you know, that somebody probably created in 15 minutes. But you have a larger than life personality. So you have more options than a lot of other people. Your issue is in your head. And that's why I wanted you here today, because you are the personification of all of the barriers. Like, you feel like you don't have enough time, you don't have enough money, but none of those things are real.
I did not know this was an intervention. And I don't appreciate you bringing me in front of all these people.
The intervention hasn't happened yet. The intervention hasn't happened yet. But no, I wanted to know from you what the barriers are, because the barriers that you feel and see
so
are the barriers that they, do you know?
Yeah.
And they're not real.
Okay.
You, in 365 days, Chris, could be in a, it could blow your mind how different things are.
Easy for you to say, because you struggled to get that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Primal potential.
I don't have trouble with that one.
I know. I'm advertising.
Okay, weirdo. Do you know what I'm saying? That's true for you, and it's true for everybody who's listening who has this thing, but they feel like they don't know where to start, or they're afraid of they're going to get judged. Life's too short.
Yeah. It is. You're right.
Do you know how much happier people would be? Don't be creepy. You know how much happier people would be, how much less stress they would have if they would just go for the thing instead of thinking about how maybe they could start and wondering about all the fears and the barriers and the limitations.
Paralysis by analysis.
Just do it. Some people are going to hate this episode.
That's okay. Let them hate it. Haters going to hate. Taylor Swift isn't full of shit. And now they're really going to hate it because I swore.
You're just crazy. Anyway, y'all.
There was another question on there.
I just want you to go for it.
Go for it.
Whether that is fitness and you've wondered, like, could I be fit at this age? Could I get to that place where I'm regularly active and I'm really, really healthy? Or it's weight loss, or it's starting a business, or it's homeschooling your kids, or anything.
Competitive eating. Anything.
Yeah, that I can't even watch that.
It's pretty.
There's a lot I can't watch. Like, I turn away for a lot of things, but that, I can't watch it. Like, I feel like I'm going to get sick if I watch it.
That's a lot of hot dogs. Let's just say that.
Yeah, but even somebody did one that was tomatoes, and I can't
what?
Watch it.
That's yeah. just messy.
Yeah, but I just can't. I feel like
cherry
I'm going to get
tomatoes?
Sick if I watch it. No, like beefsteak tomatoes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Eating them like apples? Just.
I don't know, because I couldn't watch it. I don't know what the strategy was.
Can you not hit your mic? People are going to get mad.
Yeah, well.
Did you have other questions written down that we can go through? I thought I saw some there.
No, I don't think so. Okay. Oh, you know, I did, but I hadn't been going for a while.
No, it's all right. Let's keep going. Hire a husband?
I have my notes app open
what
right now.
What in the world?
And he can see all the other notes. Well, not all of them, but like at least 12 out of 4,397. Hire a husband is who I was calling to haul away all your junk.
That's not okay. You can't hire me to move my own stuff.
No, not you. There's a company called...
You have another husband?
No, it's a company called Hire a Husband. Anyway, back to what we're talking about here. We don't need to go down the hole.
It's okay. Let's marriage-wise.
Marriage-wise.
It's been
big, through a lot.
A judgment. It's an adjustment because so
We've
far
We've been
away.
Through a lot.
Yeah.
In the last couple years between having Dagny, losing Dagny, having Roman, trying to figure out the work balance, and now having twins. What do you think that we're going to need for success in marriage once the twins come?
An au pair.
Yeah, no.
Nanny.
No.
Manny.
You're it.
My mom to retire.
What? No, but seriously.
Diane, retire.
Seriously. What do you think we're going to need for success once the twins are here? You think it's going to be anything different than now that we'll need?
I don't. I'll probably just need an extra set of hands.
But what about for success in marriage?
Communication.
Oh, your specialty.
Yeah.
I love to communicate.
I hate to talk about important things.
Yeah, it's awesome. But no, is there anything that you think we're going to need other than communication for success in our relationship once we have three under two?
A crying room.
Every room is going to be a crying room, Chris.
For us.
every room is going to be a crying room.
I feel like that terrible C word is probably going to be one of the biggest things.
Compromise?
Communication.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you'd rather compromise than communicate, but one requires the other. You already said that.
I know. Well, that's. I think that's all? I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
You know, being able to relieve each other and give each other time away from
yeah,
all
I think
of the
that's
children
one of the biggest,
biggest
things. Like, you're really great about that. You, for like, you never once have like gotten frustrated if I've said, "Hey, can I go to the gym?"
I'd literally kick you out. Kick you out of the house and go to the gym. Go take yourself some alone time.
Because that's like really all I get is when I go to the gym. But you're super, super great about that.
Hear that? Super great about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, you don't have anything else to say.
What do you think we'll need for success when the... Oh, you did that one already.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
We're going through this adoption process, folks.
Well, Chris...
On Tuesday nights.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about that. I don't think my mom knows that, so...
Cindy.
Now she knows. Well, so just for clarity, like, yes, we are pregnant with twins. We're not trying to adopt, like... in the next 6 months or anything. It's a very, very long process. And part of the process, like, you have to be fully vetted. And part of that vetting process is this, like, 30 hours
group
of
class,
education.
Yeah. With other people going through the same process.
And I knew that if we didn't do it before the twins are born, we would never be able to do it because it's, you know, 3 hours, one night a week.
For 10 weeks. That's 30 hours, folks.
And so we really hemmed and hawed about, should we do it? Should we not do it? But I think we just both agreed that we do want adoption to be in our future at some point.
At least a possibility. I mean, if whether we do it or don't,
we
want to
be prepared in case
we have the ability to move forward. If
right. So we are going through kind of getting all of the ducks in a row. And then because of the process that we're going through, it can take years.
It can.
So, you know, better to just like start now. But that's just... one of 100 other things that we're kind of working on and doing at this moment. But anyway, we've been rambling long enough. I appreciate you coming on here. I know people like hearing from you, and I appreciate being able to go inside the brain to hear about the limitations around taking action and whatnot. Thanks.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could be your case study.
Oh, you know what? We need to give something away.
Oh, no.
No, you know what we're going to give away today?
Probably protein powder?
Nope.
Energy.
Nope.
Edge Plus.
Nope. There's no Edge Plus.
Edge Regular.
Nope.
Roomy.
Anybody want our dog?
A play date with Roman.
No. We're going to give away probiotics
The naming
today.
Rights of one of the girls.
We are going to give away probiotics today because we've been talking a lot about the microbiome and the role that it has on so much more. People think digestion and immunity, but it's anxiety, depression, fertility, like so much more than that. Yeah. So we are going to give away my go-to brand of probiotics. And let's see who the winner is.
Oh.
Can you read that?
Yes. Arellano M.
Arellano. That's an interesting...
Unless the double L is a Y.
Arellano?
Arellano M?
Arellano M. A-R-E-L-L-A-N-O. Left a review of the podcast, a 5-star review. Thank you very much. Email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Within 60 days of the day this aired, let me know that you were the winner for $986 and include your mailing address, and I will get you those probiotics, and you will be very, very, very happy about it. And the rest of you guys can be eligible to win. All you got to do is leave a review of this podcast, and it doesn't matter if you've already done it. You can leave a review for a particular episode.
Yeah.
Including, like, it was great to hear Chris back on the show.
I mean, I'm thinking 5 stars. I had to have been on the show, on the episode that she gave 5 stars to, so.
Oh, yeah, of course. Definitely.
How it works, folks.
All right, y'all. Everybody have an amazing evening. Hopefully Chris will be back before the twins are born, because he probably won't be back after that.
And don't be afraid to break the mold, folks.
That's right. Step out there. Put your big boy or girl pants on and do the damn thing.
Primal potential.
You're so strange. All right, y'all. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. No hate mail about the ads if they've started. Okay, thanks. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you enjoyed it, make sure to take a few seconds to leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening. It not only supports the show in a huge way, but it also automatically enters you into our weekly product giveaway. For more tools, tips, and strategies on creating change, check out my first book, Chasing Cupcakes, and follow me on Instagram @ElizabethBenton. Remember, every choice is a chance, and I'll see you next time.